Okay, welcome everyone. Next up we have Manuel, who's going to talk about the Silvo project. Manuel, over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so thank you for having me here. Thank you for organizing a web platform track at Fosdem. I mean, the web platform now is full of open source, so it's the perfect place to be there. So yeah, I'm going to talk about Servo project and the impact on the web platform ecosystem. Just a quick introduction about myself. I'm Manuel Rego. I work at Igalia, part of the web platform team, and I was working as an engineer on Chromium WebKit, implementing CSS features and other HTML features and the like. And since 2023, I'm the chair of the Servo technical steering committee and helping to coordinate the efforts around the project. About Igalia, it's the third talk, so maybe it's a lot, but basically, an open source consultancy. We work in all the web engines, and we are top contributors there, and we also have a flat structure, a kind of a cooperative. So, Servo, I guess a lot of you have heard about it here, right? I hope. And you know the project. There are even some Servo contributors in the room, so yeah, you can talk to any of us later. So, basically, what it is, a web rendering engine written in Rust. That's a very quick summary, basically. It has a bunch of features. Like, it's embeddable in the sense it has a WebView API. We are working on it. Has a few features, thank you to the Rust programming language, like memory safety and parallelisms. From the beginning, it was tried to use concurrency as much as possible for everything, basically. And it's cross-platform. We currently support like five platforms, like three desktop main ones, like Linux, Windows, and Mac. And then we also support Android and OpenHarmony on mobile. And it's modular. It has a lot of libraries, which are called crates on the Rust world, that are used by many popular Rust projects and all that. So, and it has modules that we use with Firefox. I will talk more about that later. And it's also an independent project. It's under Linux Foundation Europe umbrella, and it's governed with open governance by the TSC committee and all that. So yeah, like independent from big actors. So yeah, like usually a quick video is better to explain this. We are seeing here the Servo shell, which is like the minimal browser we have to test Servo while we are developing on it. It's nothing special, nothing fancy, just to help us testing the project. Here is browsing the Servo.org website. I'm using that icon on the right corner, which is a bit dangerous maybe. It's experimental features that I'm enabling, so we can also browse more complex sites like GitHub and others. It enables some features that we are still working on them. And yeah, basically like any other web engine, it can render different pages. It's of course still many glitches here and there. You will find some things that doesn't work as expected, but yeah, it kind of work. It can do a bunch of things. We are adding some new features every day. I mean, there are a lot of work on the project. There are new features that are landing. We have just recently landed like multiple window support. That's what I'm showing here. So you can have even like different windows running and things kind of work. You can even play chess now. That's something new. It wasn't possible a while ago. So you can spend some time on it even playing. And yeah, it also works. I mean, playing very well, of course. And yeah, I mean, probably you all know that a little bit about the history of Servo. It was started by Mozilla in 2012. And then after, yeah, like several years of development there, in 2020, the whole team at Mozilla was laid off, basically. So we can see here a clear impact on the evolution. This is showing like the PRs merged per year on the project. We are not from bots, basically the PRs from real people, because we have some bots that automate.